you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin. Hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the Bible says a problem about marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know. They're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Thursday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a few minutes after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast, a couple of minutes after 5 if your ear holes be sucking us in live out east. If it ain't that time, then perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However you receive us, we appreciate the hell out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, tickling your ear holes, taking on the right, you know, swearing a lot, stuff like that. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And hey, Pat, what's the latest update on the plane that crashed?
Oh, God. The plane crashed.
MSNBC. I mean, I thought you were better than the other networks, but you're not. You fucking ambulance chasers.
All of them are kind of on the odd side, really.
So fucking, what is it? What is the word? It's so macabre. You're macabre as fuck, Morning Joe. Fuck you, man. And Morning Joe or MSNBC, you know what really got my goat, man? They bring on somebody who's a quote-unquote expert on a French Airbus, which I believe is the plane...
Trump is so stupid.
Yeah, yeah. Is that the plane that crashed? Was it an Airbus?
You know, I have no idea. I'm not sure.
It's an Airbus, I think. And they bring an expert on to talk about how great the Airbus is.
Right.
How does that add any value or any news value? Oh, is it a great plane?
Did you hear? I think it was on Fox, of course. But I think it was Stuart Varney has already mentioned how, well, this can only help Trump. Knock a few French people and Egyptians out of the sky in a terror attack, and that can only help Donald.
God, didn't we deal with, what's his name? Stuart fucking Varney?
Stuart Varney yesterday, because he was all upset about Obama's schlong of tyranny giving people, I don't know, overtime pay. That work overtime. Did you see there was a
what a dick
lining up for the guillotine, man? When the revolution
Hello?
Comes, the owner of I don't want to slur the wrong place, but I think it's Carl's Jr.
What, are you worried about them?
The
otherwise?
Megatwant that owns, I think it's Carl's Jr.
God, that is the grossest chain of fast food restaurants. It's really heinous.
But he wrote a screed. At Forbes or at, New York Times or some shit. I think it was Forbes.
Blah, blah, blah.
Basically, the danger of overtime, granting overtime to people like that. He goes, what about these management level jobs where the economy, people like him are going to phase out these management level jobs. In other words, you're paying somebody $25,000 a year. And make them work 60 hours a week, and you don't have to pay fuck to them.
How much
extra.
Does the CEO of Carl's Jr. make?
Well, right.
I mean, really, he's probably making 300 times the amount of some fucking mid-level manager or something.
Exactly.
But
he built that from the ground up, Ryan, with his own bare hands. Nobody helped him.
You know, it's funny.
Cheap labor didn't help him build his fucking empire.
Oh, yes. I don't think these... Why is it lost on these people that when someone works, you have to pay them. Why is that? Of all people, they should understand that. Because these fucking fat cats like Stuart Varney, does he work for free at MSNBC? Are we not on?
Hold on a second.
Oh, shit. Is the internet working?
Some weird shit is going on. Are we... ladies and gentlemen, bear with us.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah.
If it sounds like we're double up.
Right.
Something weird is happening.
Oh, we're going out twice?
It sounds like there's like an echo or something.
I don't even know.
And for the life of me, I can't tell you why that's happening.
Is it a soundboard problem?
No, nothing's changed. Ladies and gentlemen.
Is it still recording as a podcast or is it fucked
but
up?
I don't know if it's recording like this, double. Like weird and shit.
Damn it.
Ladies and gentlemen, sorry.
Fuck you, Jesus.
For the weird shit that's happening.
Oh, no.
If it's going out double, it sounds like it is going out in some kind of weird... Maybe not. Anyway, I'm going to keep talking because I'm going to assume that it's going okay. I might have opened it twice or something. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we apologize for you listening to our ridiculous technical problems, but I think everything's okay.
Oh, awesome. Good for us.
Anyway, we're going out... okay, let's get to the headlines. I'm just going to launch us in here. We got a lot to get to today.
Perfect.
Did I interrupt you? I'm sorry. What you were,
I think,
here in tech land.
Well, God, I'm so glad I'm not in tech land. I was just saying that Stuart Varney is a gigantic piece of
twin.
Shit.
Yeah.
And should suck a big labor dick. How do you like that? That was my point.
All upset and butthurt over the fact that people are getting... overtime.
Well, how am I gonna make my profits? What about my boat?
What about your fucking
boat? What about
boat?
My nine boats or something like
what
that?
What about my kid that's starving or I'm starving or I don't have any fucking time or it take Jesus Christ. What about these guys that are working at these chicken factories, processing plants? They fucking work so hard. They're working such long hours on the line. They have to shit in an adult diaper. Stuart Varney.
Kills me.
You fucknut. What if you had to do that with your cushy little pussy fucking job on him? Where is he? Is he Fox?
He might be on adult diapers, but...
Oh, really? Is he on Fox?
Fox Business.
Fuck you, dude.
And laughing with derision and scorn at the guy who was speaking the truth to him yesterday about, well, you know... Actually, if you pay people more,
yes,
it's shown that they spend more in the local economy, which helps everybody. Plus,
yes,
workers maybe hang around. All workers right. maybe give a tiny little more of a fuck about their jobs.
A tiny little more.
And things. It all is good. It's all freaking good.
The Pensacola office has chimed in. The show sounds great. Also, I would like to
take this
opportunity. I would like to apologize to my mother. She was telling me a story over the phone yesterday, and it was so amazing that I used the F word, and I didn't even think about it.
Oh, fuck.
I did. She told me this thing, and my gut reaction...
Well, she listens to the show. She
I know.
Knows
I talk to her differently than we talk on the air. This is the character I play, Mom. Mm-hmm. This is not me. But my initial...
This is the character, Mom.
I'm an actor! She told me this thing, and my gut reaction was, oh, my fucking God. Her friend was telling her, in Florida, there's tons of snakes, right?
Sure.
Snakes, there's all kinds of crazy animals and reptiles slithering about. It's nuts. Her neighbor or her friend or whatever was cutting her grass, and he saw a snake jumping up and down, flying up in the air and then coming down in her yard. He's like, what is going on with that? Give me that snake, boy! She walked over there to look at the snake, and the snake was in the process of eating a frog that was still trying to get away and jumping, taking the snake in the air with her.
When animals get pissed.
Oh my God. Nature gave me a whammy. How terrifying.
I guess we can get to Sarah Palin.
Right wing and bitter clinging proud clinger.
Not that one.
My God.
For these lamestream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
from the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, May the 19th, 2016.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines over at the Kami Pinko. Oh, don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, tweet us during the show if you want to communicate with us live. At Crab Diving, one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. You can also toss a message on our Facebook page. We don't check those as frequently.
I'm sorry, I just looked at the Twitter, and a friend of the show, Oscar Galliano, just tweeted in.
Yes.
And he said, you guys should do a segment where you tell a story or event and ask the audience what race did it.
Just kidding, he says. Thank at the you. End, though. JK.
JK, very funny. Okay, maybe.
The over at the Kami Pinko Liberal.
It fate.
Huffington Post.
Yeah.
Oh, well, this was a story I was going to get to anyway, so why not? Let's dive in. Strap on your outrage cannon.
Strapping on.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is some bullshit. Oh, by the way, the plane crashed. It's horrible. We're not sure. Oh, my God. Terror. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Just horrible, man.
It might be. It might not. Somebody was speculating on the Yap Box that...
Yap Box?
There could have been
a scenario
where there's a catastrophic explosion of some sort, mechanically, like the engine explodes, which sets off the wing.
See,
and it just drops out of the sky.
Why do they make planes that do that?
Well, they don't generally.
But somebody made that plane, and it happened
theoretically. But it also could have been fucking hit by a meteor.
Something. I don't want to hear the word theoretically. If I'm in that plane and it fell out of the fucking sky, man, oh my God. Oh my God, I hate flying.
So they're still trying to find, I heard they found wreckage, then they said, no, it's not. Again, you know, there's so much nasty floating in our oceans. It's just disgusting.
Oh, yeah, man.
No, it's just another big pile of shit that we found and debris. Don't worry about that.
Fuck it.
If we find anything out that's actual news.
By the way, the Airbus is a great plane.
That's a great plane. We'll break in if there's actual news of this. The headline over at the HuffPo, though, is not about the horrible air crash. It says, okay, Oklahoma, lawmakers. This is some unreal shit. Over in Oklahoma, they're holding their noses and diving face first into your uteruses, ladies.
Yummy.
I don't know why they're holding their noses. But they have put forth... that bill,
yes,
Senate Bill 1552, which is going to go to the desk of lunatic, batshit, asshole Governor Mary Fallon.
Oh, God. I thought she was being floated as a VP candidate for
what's on the short list, allegedly.
The short list or the short bus?
Can it be all of the above?
Distasteful.
The Senate bill would make it a felony for doctors to perform or induce abortions. Senate Bill 1552 is going to the desk. It contains no exceptions for rape or incest or to protect the health of a pregnant woman.
Hi, I'm an incubator. What's going on? Is there anything these lawmakers are busy with other than this abortion shit? God damn it, you guys. What the fuck?
The doctors, it says doctors would be barred from obtaining a license to practice medicine in Oklahoma if they violate the law, which refers to performing an abortion as, quote, unprofessional conduct. The minimum punishment would be a year in jail. They want to throw doctors. I mean, this isn't going to move five... seconds. It's not going to be a law for 5 seconds if this asshole signs it, which she probably will, to throw some, but she's All the birdies have opened their mouths. All the white Bible swinging birdies, and she's about to puke out some shit for them that she gathered.
You boy,
and say, here we go. Look, we're standing up for the babies.
Hey, man,
and don't worry about the tax money we're gonna have to spend defending this shit.
But wait, I'm on a bridge and it's crumbling. Wait, my car is falling into the...
Right. Shut up, we saved babies. Which they don't. They'll just, they'll just skip to another state, which this isn't going to work, by the way.
We saved the baby that we're making you have, and now your baby's grown up. We planted crack in the car, and now it's in the prison system. Fuck you.
Well, that's their...
That's the whole thing, right?
Their product chain. Yeah, their profit chain, I mean.
I'm a sales funnel.
If she signs it, I mean, it's just ridiculous to think that even in an instant, it's not going to be challenged as blatantly unconstitutional and against Roe v. Wade.
Hello, daddy's here again. What are you guys doing? What are you guys doing? You can't do that.
The Center for Reproductive Rights is closely watching the legislation, noted in an email to reporters that Governor Fallon has, since taking office in 2011,
okay,
signed 18 bills restricting reproductive health care access.
Hey, what was that center for, what would you say, reproductive rights?
Yes.
Do they have an army or any kind of armed
Not
force?
Not yet.
God, if I was in charge, they would have one.
No, he's kidding.
Oh, yes, they would.
It's a joke.
A paramilitary force.
It's a joke. I will fight for land.
I will defend your right to have an abortion just as much as these fuck nuts want to take it away. How do you like that shit?
What are you willing to take a bullet for?
Yeah, okay, come take one, dummy. Jesus Christ. The Constitution says you can have a fucking abortion.
Not technically, but yes.
Well, whatever. What's their fucking problem? Do they not have anything else going on in their lives? They have to just this. Your legislator.
It's misdirection. Yes. It's, hey, look over here.
Here's something shiny, you big dumb redneck.
Right, exactly.
Jesus.
Don't worry about the money that we're taking from you. Don't worry about the tax breaks we're giving to the rich while we're going to, let's slap you with a sales tax.
What about minimum wage? What about overtime pay? Hey, suck a dick. What about this abortion?
There you go. Save the babies. You'll starve to death, but, you know, we'll have more babies.
Hey!
The
roads aren't paved. We're talking about Oklahoma. You got dogs running around all willy-nilly. The whole state's a shithole.
The courts have blocked almost every one of these ridiculous bills that she signed. Assholes spent time and money on.
It's all about the theater.
Right?
It's the theater of it!
One of them would have banned the method used for nearly all abortions in the second trimester.
That's what it's going to go to. Okay.
And they were second state in the country to ban the dilation and evacuation method, whatever that is. Well, I know what that is. But
that's the name of a Prince album, isn't it? Dilation, evacuation. Yeah.
So there's a whopping 2 abortion clinics surviving in Oklahoma now.
Wait, okay. How big? That state is big as fuck. There's 2 abortion clinics.
The state legislature has passed a law requiring patients to wait 72 hours for the procedure. So,
dude,
you're 500 miles from Tulsa. You got to drive in.
Yes.
Have them. Who knows what they do?
I don't know.
The doctor, probably not a lot if it's early. If it's first trimester, the doctor probably is like, well, here, let's do this. And then they say, come back in 3 days, 3 business days.
You know what I do? If I live in Oklahoma near one of these clinics, I get my Airbnb going and then I do some.
Your AirDNC.
Oh, yes, my AirDNC. No. Then I would have some website, where do I stay while I'm waiting to get an abortion.com, to some SEO bullshit. Drive all the traffic to my Airbnb, bam. Sales funnel.
You're taking advantage
of the
Republicans restricting women's access to healthcare.
I'm also going to go to a bar and open up a comedy show. When do you need laughs more? You're sad.
Exactly.
You sad?
While you're waiting to get that thing sucked out of you.
Right.
Make sure you stop by the Yuckle Hut.
No. It's just, it'll be a comedy show. It'll be great. It'll be fabulous. Huge.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. This is really, it says here even in the HuffPo, it's largely right. Symbolic, except for taxpayers who will shoulder the burden of defending it in court.
My opinion, Oklahoma, you're failing bigly.
Bigly, ladies and gentlemen.
That's so sad.
That's the headline at the HuffPo.
It really is fucked up, man.
Over at the Drudge Report.
Hey, boy.
Headline is, do you hear a buzz in your headphones? It might just be me.
No.
It might just be me. I might have to adjust some things in my headphones.
Well, you should get a pair like mine.
The headline over at the Drudge Report has a big red writing. China. Oh, come on. China warns USA. Military ready if provoked. Okay. Dun, dun, dun.
What? Fuck them. I saw Red Dawn. You ain't ready for shit.
China, you know, these are all these islands that everybody's trying to piss on.
Oh, God.
And say, mine over in the South China Sea.
Who gives a shit? Wait, do we care?
It says they're trying to claim a nearly 1.4 million square mile part of the ocean.
The ocean. Who cares?
Well, and the islands they're in.
Oh, okay.
Without precedent, probably not legal. Beijing is continually asserting their right that it's theirs. Talking to a small group of reporters, some high-ranking Chinese official, Liu Jinmin, vice minister
of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs,
said,
yes.
The Chinese people do not want to have war, so we will be opposed to the U.S. if it stirs up any conflict.
Well, then don't claim that big chunk of land in the middle of the ocean, stupid. Then there won't be a problem.
Of course, if the Korean War or Vietnam War are replayed, then we will have to defend ourselves. You know, this is saber rattling, blah, yes. Blah, 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 blah.
You know who would handle this situation perfectly? Donald Trump, baby!
Oh, he'd make a great deal.
Hey, China, your military's ready? I'm going to pull out my big baby man dick.
Right.
Fucking.
Well, it probably looks big with those little baby hands.
Oh, yes. Listen, it's all about perspective.
Right.
You got to look at it. Look at my cock in the correct light.
So there you go. That's what's going on with the Drudge Report. They're really, really concerned about China's getting ready to blow us up. Which probably not that accurate.
Right.
Apparently Drudge doesn't have a Mexican to be afraid of right now, or
there's
some black people stirring up something.
Well, do you think they try to spread it around, the xenophobia? They're like, hey, we haven't made people afraid of Asians in a while. China.
How are they ignoring the plane dropping out of the sky and possible terrorism?
They
do. They have a million little smaller headlines about it. But the big headline is, oh, my God, China, China, China.
Maybe they're just thinking that people are done reading news about the plane and now it's time to make them afraid of brown people again.
That's a possibility.
What's the staff like at the Drudge Report?
God, who the hell knows?
I mean, is there a staff or is it Matt Drudge just sitting there?
It makes a gazillion. It's the biggest right-wing nut job. It might be one of the biggest news sites, period.
But look at it. It looks like total shit.
There's nothing to it. It's an aggregator site.
So maybe that's all he does. Maybe it's just him.
I don't think so.
Really?
I think he's got people. Yeah.
Okay.
I think he's got peeps. Also, in league with that, this is, ladies and gentlemen, let me fire up my sound machine here.
Oh, yes, firing up the fucking board.
This is a sound that was heard today.
Shame.
Shame. Is that for us? Is that for crab diving?
Hordes screaming shame, 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 shame. It was not outside the crab diving studios. But
yes,
that was in the Congress of the United States of America this morning.
No shit.
When the Republicans voted down an amendment that would have basically they stripped this amendment from the Veterans Military Construction Spending Bill that would have extended the civil rights of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender employees of government contractors. So a Democrat said, hey, you know, this bill says that they can't discriminate by race.
Right.
Let's also say that they cannot discriminate by because of LGBT. And the Republican said, oh, no, we want to be able to discriminate because of LGBT.
God
so now
damn it.
They can hire a contractor and that contractor can say, I'm firing you because you're gay.
And that's why
and there's yelling, no repercussions.
And that's why the Dems are yelling shame, shame, shame.
That's why the Dems are yelling shame because the Republicans God. Voted it down.
Hey, listen, if you're a Republican, that's you're on the side of fucking shame. Enjoy
all,
it.
All 183 Democrats backed the amendment, joined by 29 Republicans.
See?
Rhinos! Homo-loving rhinos!
Gay people, trans people, lesbians, they're all people, you fucking dickheads. No, I don't give a shit what you think.
There were...
grow up.
It was 213 to 212
God
to
almighty.
Strip the amendment.
It
all
should
of
be...
the 213 no's were from Republicans.
Shocker. What a fucking shocker. Who are they? Who are they? I want their names now.
And eight of them did not vote.
Was it Gummert?
What the no? You now come on, Gohmert. So there you go. Democrats chanted shame, shame, shame. Steny Hoyer, who's the second ranking House Democrat, said we had 217 people.
Hey, Steny.
Who voted for non-discrimination right up until the last moment.
Fuck
and
you.
I guess the Republican whip was running around goading. Some of these Republicans and threatening them and
yes.
saying you better vote along party line.
Yeah, boy.
And got them to flip and got enough to flip that it was one fucking vote.
Oh,
and one
God.
By one vote to strip it.
Shit.
So there you go.
Wow. And they're yelling shame.
The
good for the Democrats.
It says that this vote came hours after the House late last night. Passed a $602 billion defense authorization bill that includes some of this ridiculous religious freedom language. So they're basically trying to say that we're going to allow the contractors to discriminate because of gay.
Hey, man.
Shit.
And what is it like? I mean, they must know, these Republicans that voted, they must know they're on the wrong side of history.
They don't care
because they're just preserving their jobs because their goddamn constituents are a bunch of tea loonies.
Right.
That are co-opted by the Jesus sky God bullshit.
it's
so fucking stupid.
Right. And they don't. That's what's, you know, they talk about. What about the children? What about the future? They don't. None of these assholes give one tiny tit about the about the future. They don't. It's. Their future, their how wealthy, how much more power can I have? I don't care if the environment is fucked for future generations. I don't care if the country goes to the anus of Satan in a handbasket.
Wow, Satan's like, why are you at my anus with a basket?
As long as I got a nice big house and a big car that shows all the little people I'm better than them.
Jesus Christ. I don't know. This to me is a no-brainer. This vote is a no-brainer. Don't people understand that?
No. I'm just going to jump in and...
God!
No, they don't understand.
We're getting back to my... I have all the best ideas.
Mm-hmm.
My ideas are the best, and I have the best words.
We've heard that before. Yeah. I have
but
the
really,
best words.
And I want to... First off, I'd like to apologize to the LGBT community for this, but... We're going to have to enlist you, send you to these horrible places, and we're going to have to make you befriend some of these dickheads. So they'll have a gay friend or a bi friend or a trans friend, and they'll
You're really punishing the poor.
I know, but what else are we going to fucking do? That's the only way these fuck nuts will learn. They'll have to have a gay friend, and then they will see these people as people because they'll have a gay friend, and they will empathize with them, and then they won't make these nasty ass fucking votes. I guess maybe they still will. Maybe they won't care. Does that make sense? The program, you just get a card in the mail, say, hey Bill, from West Hollywood. Sorry, pack your bags. We're sending you to Birmingham, Alabama. You're going to be friends with this guy named Bubba Smith. You're going to have to hang out with him all fucking week. Go to movies together. Go to the mall.
You think I don't know. Maybe it should be a crime punishment. Like that's your probation. That's your community service. You're forced to hang out with a bigot.
But it seems to me.
Bigot.
Yes, the choice is everybody votes and everybody gets a voice in this country. That's our thing, right? Well, if we have that, then what do we do with the dumb people that are allowed to vote and have an equal voice to the smart people? Mm-hmm. See,
Carlin said, think about how stupid the average person is and remember that the other half is even dumber.
Stay home. Hey, if you're listening to this podcast and you know you're stupid and you know you're a fucking idiot...
No, there's no stupid people listening to us.
Hey, if you are stupid and you're listening, I love it. I love it. I love hanging out with stupid people. I got some friends that are dumb. They're fun to hang out with. You know why? It's easy to make them laugh.
All your friends that are listening right now are just like, wait, I wonder if whatever. I'm one of the dumb ones.
Who cares? You're not. Hey, if you're listening to this, you're not who I'm talking about.
And every comic I know is funny.
Oh, yes.
That's what's going on there. In the news of the campaign, ladies and gentlemen.
Fuck you, boy.
Liberals, Democrats, sane people, progressives are all clutching their chests after a poll came out last night.
Poll.
Even though it's a Fox News poll, nonetheless, it tends to be less biased than some of the other more conservative polling.
Yes.
Showed that in a presidential race versus every other national poll released recently, by the way, shows the opposite. But right now,
release my poll.
Fox News shows 45% to 42% President Donald J. Trump.
Really? God, we're dumb.
The pundits are saying, don't worry, don't worry. Hillary's fighting two opponents right now, and hopefully Bernie will be able to somehow spray a hose on his more lunatic supporters, and the more reasonable supporters will vote for Hillary anyway.
What is he supposed to do? Take responsibility for every nutball?
Well, right, but at some level, he's going to have to decide if he's going to enthusiastically support Hillary or not.
Maybe she should be nicer to him. What about that?
Right. The latest, let's see, there was in Jersey.
Hey, fuck you.
You know, we got the last round of primaries coming up, including ours here in California.
Oh, yes, Pat.
In the latest poll over in the New Jersey shows that Clinton is beating Sanders. Like, Bernie has to win 65 to 70%.
Oh shit!
In all the rest of the states, and Jersey looks like it's gonna maybe stuff a big turd in that mouth.
Wow, it's tough to live in Jersey. Could you imagine? Because, I'm walking down the street.
Chris Christie.
Shoving shit in my mouth.
Chris Christie's the governor there. Of course, it's shit to learn.
How does he get elected? What is the appeal of that fat ass?
I don't get it.
He's not even likable. If he was crooked and likable,
right,
you would understand. But he's kind of a dick.
How'd Scott Walker not get recalled?
Don't know, man. There's something in the cheese.
54% 40% Clinton leading, which would really really put a torpedo in the Sanders juggernaut that's kind of been going.
You know, the problem with the Democratic strategy and what everybody's saying Hillary's going to do to Trump is bring out all this shit from his past and bury him with it.
Is that going to work?
Just keep in mind, everything anyone has said about how Trump is going to do has been wrong.
Right.
Has been fucking wrong, and it makes me nervous.
So there you go. The Sanders is saying they'd love another debate before the big primary day. I don't know why Clinton would do
I
that. Wouldn't.
Yeah. If I was her, I'd be like, no, thanks.
There's no word yet if they're going to have such an event, but it's highly unlikely, I would think. I guess we'll have to see with what's going on with.
Yes.
Both sides are really taking swings at each other, but a lot of people are still saying, you know, in the last days of Hillary versus Barack Obama in 2008, it was far uglier and got far uglier even in the midst of it than this was. This was still a little cream puff battle between Bernie and Hillary compared to some of the other stuff. And if you want to see the full force unleashed, wait until she's the nominee.
So when she's a nominee, this Death Star will be fully operational?
I believe so.
What is the line that he's...
Fully operational facility or something like that.
Oh, yeah, the Emperor. Oh, yes. Your rebel friends don't stand a chance from this fully operational Death Star. Whatever.
So that's the update, the little update that's going on with the latest poll. Polls. And the election. We got a little gap here now. There's no...
Oh, really?
No Caucasians.
We are without
primaries.
Cock. That's so sad. No, what are we going to talk about? Oh, that fucking plane that fell out of the sky.
Sure.
I can't believe MSNBC, they spent so much time talking about that. Literally nothing to report. It fucking crashed. Do you think those news editors and all the people, the evil assholes that work at these cable news networks, do you think they're happy when they figure out it's terrorism rather than mechanical failure?
Some of them, sure. Probably.
It's easier to write questions that are like, who in Al-Qaeda would do this? Was this ISIS? Those questions are easier than, what happened when the spark plug overheated right. in the fucking flux capacitor?
Well, you heard that asshole on Fox News already. Well, this can only help Trump.
Fuck you. God, what does that even fucking mean? Could you imagine, to me, if we're being plunged into some weird fucking terrorist attack, wouldn't you rather have Hillary Clinton at the helm? She was fucking Secretary of State.
Yeah.
What has Trump done in turn? Why is Trump seen as strong with the military? And
because he says he is.
But there's no evidence.
And he said... Rosie O'Donnell's a big fat pig.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's why.
God, the American electorate is fucking stupid. I don't know why. Someone, Barack, you need to step in and you say, listen, guys, I got this. From here on out, I got this shit.
I think he's going to finally. Oh, God. You know, there was a crazy conspiracy theory on the right.
Ooh.
That they think that Obama is going to step down as president and then have Joe Biden nominate him to the Supreme Court.
I love it.
And in this weird email chain that, of course, the drool cuppers on the right were sharing like a big fat blunt. Ooh. It said that there's some law that says within 48 hours of a newly sworn in president, in such cases, that they get 48 hours to do anything. like somehow within 48 hours of Joe Biden being sworn in as president, he would be king of America and would and would be able to bypass Congress. And the vote,
yes.
And install Barack Hussein Obama as the chief justice. Not
oh,
only
I love
just
that.
The justice, but the chief justice.
Yes.
He's going to demote the current one.
Don't you think he'd be great on the court?
Oh yeah, I don't know. I don't think he'd want to do it. Fuck that shit. But
what?
But that's kind of his gig, though. You know, a lot of people are saying they don't think he would do it, but that's his gig. He's a constitutional dude. He's a brainiac.
How could you, if you're going through the nomination process, the vetting, if you're in Congress, I don't care what side of the aisle you're on, you have to say yes. He's qualified.
How do you not? Right.
He's qualified.
How do you not qualify the former president of the United States who didn't end up in jail?
Okay. I'm going to have you do an exercise. Hi, Louis Gohmert. How do you feel about Barack Obama being on the Supreme Court?
No.
But isn't he qualified, Louis?
No.
He's a constitutional attorney. He was the president.
He's black. He's a communist. What have I got going on here? Oh yeah, so this is from the Trump campaign. Couple of days ago. There is a reporter.
Yes.
Who was asked to leave Trump Tower in New York.
No. How sad. I heard that's nice, Trump Tower.
And he's a freelance correspondent. His name is Marcos Stupenego.
Hey, fuck you.
Stupenego? Stupenego?
I bet it.
Stupenego?
I don't know.
He is a freelance correspondent who was working with TV Azteca. Got an interview, possibly at Trump Tower. They called him, said, come on over to Trump Tower to speak with the Donald. As he was waiting to conduct the interview in the waiting room or whatever, you know, with the assistants and stuff and security, he got a phone call and answered his phone calls, talked for a while. And then a couple minutes later, the Trump campaign informed him they had no interest in taking a part in any interview with him anymore, and he could leave.
Okay.
Because he had spoken Spanish.
Oh, shut the fuck.
On his phone, yeah. And they said TV Azteca said the reporter didn't have a scheduled interview, but the campaign said come over. And then when they heard him speak in Spanish, the Trump campaign said it's not interested in coverage from Spanish language networks. Fuck you. We don't want you. We don't need you.
Well, I mean, listen, they aren't getting the Latino vote anyway.
Right.
Nah, this doesn't help, but it doesn't hurt because.
So the guy spoke Spanish and was asked to leave.
I don't know. What was the last issue with like Telemundo or something? Wasn't there something where Trump had someone, a reporter?
Oh, it was early on. He had
Jorge Ramos,
right? Jorge Ramos from Univision. He had him ejected and then let him back in.
I mean, I don't know. Have we ever had anyone like this running for office? He is just such a supreme fucking asshole.
Well, Wallace was fun,
right?
From the tapes. I mean, it's very similar when they played those.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
When you play those videos of Wallace. Yeah, and he was the same thing. He had protesters that were dragged out by the police, and he would yell at them as they're being dragged out, like, you should get a haircut. Can't even see your face. Why don't you get a job, boy? Things like that as they were being dragged out. And the crowd's going nuts. It was very similar.
I mean, it's this weird combination of ignorance and arrogance. It's just like fucking, why did Obama tell them?
Baseless arrogance.
Yeah, Obama told those students in the commencement speech something about
ignorance is not a virtue.
Right. Someone.
It's not cool to not know stuff.
somebody text that message to Trump. It might help. It might.
It might. Tiny, tiny, tiny little bit. Also out of Trump land.
Yes.
The a delegate in Maryland.
Fuck you, boy.
Charles County.
Ooh.
The 30-year-old Caleb Andrew Bailey.
All right.
Is gonna probably need an alternate.
Oh,
because I think Mr. Bailey is gonna be a little busy. On May 5th, the law executed a search warrant.
Right.
At adjoining properties associated with Bailey, including his residence. They found a machine gun.
Uh-oh.
They started investigating after postal inspectors found a package with 50 caliber cartridges.
Oh, shit.
That had M48A1 incendiary projectiles. So, flaming bullets. And other ammo with explosive projectiles.
Second Amendment guarantees my right to have bullets that are on fire.
I think that's flaming not bullets. True.
Who needs that? Who needs flaming fucking bullets? Oh, I know, for those deer. Those,
flaming those. Assholes need flaming bullets. The ATF agents...
them theirs.
Also found that he had child pornography in his possession.
Wait, that's also protected by the Second Amendment.
And ooh. Had used a minor to produce child pornography.
Oh, shit. What's up with this guy? He has everything bad.
He's a Trump... delegate. Let's remind everyone.
Oh, geez.
The Maryland Board of Election currently lists Caleb Andrew Bailey as a delegate for Donald J. Trump.
Can we go over to Mr. Bailey's house to play? No, he's got them flaming bullets and them child fuck videos.
Yeah, that's right.
God, what a horrible fucking asshole.
He's facing over 50 years in prison if found guilty of all the charges. So there you go. A Trump delegate they may need to find a replacement for.
Oh, shit.
Because I have a feeling he's going to be a wee bit busy.
You can't vet everybody. And I know some things slips under the carpet, the rug. We don't know. Slip through the cracks.
Sure.
Mixing my metaphors.
You said crack.
Hey, listen. It's not my fault. This guy had child porn and bullets that were on fire. Why? Did this guy do anything? What's his name?
Caleb Andrew Bailey.
Did this violent perv do anything that was normal in his free time?
Don't know. I don't have a full bio.
I like to look at naked kids and what I'm done of that.
I don't
what do
have
you do
his,
with flaming
his dossier,
bullets?
Huh?
His dossier? What do you do with these flaming bullets? I mean, really, even for fun.
Incendiary. So they set for setting shit on fire when it hits. Like,
but what do you like?
I don't know if unless they were tracers, maybe. But if he's got a machine gun, maybe they were tracers.
Let me set the scene for you. Your big fat ass is at home watching all the same shit that you bought at Best Buy as your neighbor. All of a sudden, you hear crunching in the bushes or something, some rustling about, and it's Al Qaeda.
Yes.
Or it's ISIS.
Yes.
They're coming through. They better get out those flaming bullets. It's right. The only thing that'll protect you.
Hey, there could be anything brown.
Oh, right. But still, yeah, yeah. But wait. I need this child porn too. What an asshole. There's really nothing.
Grab me a 7-year-old to jerk off to.
When this guy goes to trial or whatever, are they going to have a guy that comes in there and says, listen, a positive character witness that'll come and say, well, Caleb, aside from the child porn and the flaming bullets that he would shoot off in the backyard for fucking God knows what reason, he really was a nice guy. Like, one time he would get my mail when I go out of town.
Character witnesses?
Like, what yeah. Did you say positive about him?
Right.
Where is he from?
He's
is he from
kind
Florida?
To animals.
Where is he from? Caleb?
Lacey Township, Mercer County.
Yes.
In
wait for it the state
well it's Jersey, New Jersey. Oh. No, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm reading from the next story already.
Oh shit.
I'm jumping ahead, the premature ejaculation here. Sorry, ladies and germs,
premature reading.
I've already closed
it. Doesn't matter, let's just say Florida, because I bet you $3 billion that's where this fuck nut's from.
Didn't we read where
was what from? A deviant. I got to have bullets. Not only bullets, it shoots shit. I need
Maryland.
Maryland. Maryland. Maryland?
Charles County, Maryland.
Damn, I didn't know they had people like that in Maryland.
There's batshit everywhere. Everywhere Trump is gone, they've come crawling out of the rocks.
And the Trump delegate on top of all that. He's got illegal guns, child porn.
Yeah.
And a Trump delegate. Lovely.
I don't know if this individual that I'm about to tell you about is also a Trump, not a Trump delegate, I don't believe.
What?
I would put large quantities of cash down on the Trump supporter.
Ate my dick.
If, you know, if I was a betting man that this guy is a Trump supporter, 42-year-old, like I said a second ago, Mercer County.
Mercer.
Said in New Jersey, he was arrested this past Sunday.
Yes.
After the popo found him in Greenwood Forest Wildlife Management Area. I guess they could. Why don't they just say Greenwood Forest and leave it at that?
I'm assuming this guy was sucking somebody's dick through a hole in the wall or something.
No, not so much.
Okay.
He was found by this is what's scary. Task force that was established 3 weeks ago due to the increasing trespassing.
Okay.
By people with off-road vehicles, so these assholes with their ATVs and their...
I'm going mudding. Those are dangerous, those ATVs.
People lighting fires.
You know, when I was a kid, people were getting those ATVs, those four-wheelers right and left, and these fuckers were falling off of them.
Necks are snapping left and right.
Everybody's in a wheelchair.
And
now you're in a two-wheeler.
Criminal activity within the rural wooded areas.
Let me take out my dick.
The vehicle... a vehicle was observed.
Yes.
A 2007 Hyundai Tucson.
What a piece of fucking shit,
Pat. They watched it pull off of a path and go into the woods.
Oh, shit.
Officers then located two individuals in the woods.
What the fuck was going on?
One of them is identified as Bruce J. Post III. Was, quote, wearing combat gear.
Oh, shit.
And gave indications of possible white supremacist involvement.
Oh, lovely.
What does that mean?
White, yay.
What's up, N-word? Yeah.
These racist rednecks. Why are they always in the woods? Why is that? Why does it always seem like...
Well, because people look at them funny if they're traipsing down the street in their full camo yelling the N-word.
You know, if the only place... that you're able to voice your opinions and your whatever your feelings are in the middle of the woods around a bunch of people just like you, dressed in camouflage, burning shit, then maybe you have some pretty shitty views. Maybe you should check yourself.
After they spoke with the subjects, the popo determined their activities to be suspicious.
Yeah, we're worried about you.
The officers then discovered an AK-47, a Walther P-38 9mm handgun.
Okay.
8 30-round high-capacity magazines.
Oh, shit.
And one 100-round drum magazine.
Well, they're not pussies, Pat. That's for sure.
Various forms of ammunition. Possibly, maybe they had some flaming ammunition.
Oh, I hope so. Tell me their bullets were at least on fire.
The
incendiary. Is that what they're called? Incendiary?
Yeah.
Why? What do you need that, though? For what? I mean, why?
You can set shit on fire, and or if it's a tracer.
Damn.
Then you can see where your bullets are going.
What?
If you're shooting off a million of them in a couple of seconds time.
I mean, if you're not in the military or the army... Why does a private person need a bullet that is on fire?
Freedom.
Do you think...
Mexicans are very flammable, right?
Thomas Jefferson at his pen quill is like, hey, this Second Amendment...
They're real greasy. They light on fire.
What happens when they want to buy flaming ammunition?
They also found out that this guy was... in possession of shovels and tarps. He was charged.
Damn. What the fuck were they doing with all that shit?
With first degree possession of unlawful possession of weapons. Because guess what? He's a convicted felon.
Oh, so you're not allowed to have that shit. You're not allowed to have flaming bullets if you're a convicted felon.
He also was charged with a couple other shit and fourth degree possession of prohibited weapons and devices, these high capacity magazines that the NRA is trying to tell us we should all be able to have, because you need a 100-round drum magazine.
What the fuck is going on in the woods? I think we need to start looking around in the woods and see what's up there, because there's some bullshit going on that we don't know about. These white supremacists are very creepy. Stay out of the woods.
One of the popos said, based on the suspicious nature of the entire encounter, a thorough canine and foot search was conducted in the area. Just to see what was going on. It doesn't seem like they found any additional evidence or anything. But, I mean, tarps and... What the hell were they going to do out there? Set up some little... What are they doing? What's going on?
Tarps and shovels. Well, I'm from the South. I don't know if I've ever mentioned that on the show, but we were always... We had no guns. I was raised with no guns, but we had shovels and shit tons of tarps. We always had a lot of tarps, but it's for like going outside and picnics and using them for... If you go camping and you bring a tent, you best stretch a tarp over it. Because just the roof of the tent itself is not enough to keep out the rain. And the chickens.
The chickens.
I don't know. What does the cop say? Hey, look, shit tons of guns. We figure these are for shooting, whatever, bullshit shenanigans. What's up with the tarps? I wonder if that's the thing that really interests them rather than the firepower, I guess.
The machine gun with the 100 capacity, with the high capacity magazine.
You know what I think? I think these rednecks, I don't know what the shovels were there for. I don't know. The tarps, for shade, it's hot, whatever. Laying down a place where there's not dirt, maybe you want to. But the guns and shit, they just wanted to shoot the guns off probably, right? Because they like it.
Oh, well, it's fun. You shot a gun. It was fun.
Yeah, it's fun. But, I mean, it's not enough fun where I think, I mean, really in my utopia, we'd take everybody's guns away. And you can find something else to do that's fun. Like listening to the Crab Diving Podcast.
Second Amendment.
On iTunes.
What about my freedoms?
And Stitcher. What about fuck off?
What about my freedoms?
Who cares about your freedoms, you ignorant bastard? Not you. I'm talking to this character here.
You're talking to the character I was playing.
I'm talking to the character in the corner of the room. Flaming bullets. Why do you need those?
Today's big, giant steel ovaries award goes to...
Yummy.
A woman, this is off of the Raw Story, rawstory.com.
Fuck you, boy.
This is a woman who was wearing a hat while she was at work. I think she probably wasn't supposed to and will not again, but nonetheless.
Right.
She is a Home Depot worker in Staten Island, New York.
Fuck you.
Her name is Crystal Lake, 22 years old.
Crystal Lake.
Right.
She's named after that fucking thing in Friday the 13th. That's the name of the lake Jason massacred all those people
this
on.
This is a Crystal Lake, Illinois. There's probably a Crystal Lake in every goddamn state. It's probably like...
But...
Jefferson. She was wearing a white baseball cap. And in...
Camp Crystal Lake. That's where all those kids got massacred with a dude with a hockey mask.
In that fake movie.
Right.
She was wearing a cap that says, America was never great.
Right. Was it? It wasn't ever great.
During her Sunday night shift, making fun and taking a satirical shit upon Donald Trump's ridiculous, let's make America great again.
A commenting crap.
She said, quote, I feel it offended. Well, anyway, you can imagine. The ninitude that flew her way.
Ninitude.
She says, I feel it offended a lot of people because a lot of Trump supporters live in Staten Island. Trump is very rash and in your face, but when someone else has a message against him, his supporters can't take the criticism. It's right. They're little whiny baby men.
Hey, yeah.
Woo-hoo. Except for them, it's strength, right? You swing back five times as hard.
Light up them flaming bullets.
Trump yesterday, we played the clip. Go to crabdiving.com, go to iTunes, go to Stitcher. Hey, leave us a good review.
That's right. All the stars.
We played the clip of that little tea party that he had with Megyn Kelly. Ooh. Which could have been a really good hard-hitting interview, but she basically must be towing the Fox line because it was not hard-hitting at all.
Am I wrong to remember? Am I remembering it correctly that Trump suggested that Megyn Kelly was bleeding out of her fucking eyeballs?
Out of wherever.
Wherever. I don't know. It's gross. I don't want to talk about it.
And
when
she confronted him, she was like, you know, you tweeted bimbo.
Yes.
And he was like, oh, well, did I? And she said many times. But she was saying it like with a smile. Right. And he just gives this little sheepish smile, like a little kid that got caught with his hand in the cookie jar. And he says, oh, well, did I? And she's like, uh-huh. And he's like, oh, smirk, smile, sheepish smile. Well, excuse me. Smile.
God damn it, guys. Obama 2016. Let's just do it again. Let's just do it again and not this Trump shit.
Well, Miss Lake is black.
Yes.
So imagine the love she's been getting on the social media.
Don't go on Twitter, Crystal, please. Don't do it.
People have been saying really racist things to me, she says.
Oh, my God.
They're going to come find me.
No.
What I've said is disgraceful. I hate America. She says, I don't hate America. I know there are a lot of opportunities here. I just wish we would worry about making America better, not, quote, great again.
Because there are people working at chicken factories that have to shit in diapers because they don't get a fucking break.
Well, and I'm sorry. America's never been great for black people. Never, ever. Let's point to a time when America was great for the black people. See, or for Mexican people.
The thing
people.
About being a minority in this country, the best time for you has always been now.
Right.
It's never been a second in the past, a minute in the... It's always now or in the future.
This ain't great.
Never!
Yeah. Listen to the Crab Diving Show here every weekday, ladies and gentlemen, or download us at iTunes and Stitcher.
Well, I said it before. My friend, this comedian, hilarious guy, Ed Greer, has got this funny fucking joke about time machines. He's like, fuck these time machines. He's like, what time period would I go back to? None! There's no time!
Now, Home Depot got wind of this, and a spokesman said employees aren't allowed to wear political statements on their clothes while at work.
Whatever.
He said, we appreciate and understand the concerns of our loyal customers in terms of the message. Our associates are not permitted to wear items that reflect political statements. Unfortunately, no one on our management team saw her wearing the hat. Otherwise, we would have had her remove it immediately.
Okay.
However,
yes,
Crystal Lake says that her coworkers, some of them, wear pro-Trump pins to work.
Oh, wait.
And nobody says fuck nothing to them.
Where is this?
She didn't say fuck nothing.
Fuck nothing. Where is this? Where is this story taking place? I forgot. I don't know if it's
Staten Island, New York.
Oh, shit. What the fuck are a bunch of Trump supporters doing in Staten Island, New York?
I don't know. Is Staten Island kind of like our Orange County?
Staten Island is kind of like the place we'd live if crab diving was out of New York. We'd have to live in that garbage pile. It's the only thing you can afford. I live under a dumpster.
Is Staten Island
a shithole? Yes, absolutely. It's a landfill. You can see two things from space. Staten Island's landfill and the Great Wall of fucking China. Oh, and then the wall Trump's going to build in between Texas and Mexico.
She says that she doesn't think Trump values people who don't look and think like him.
Okay.
So,
what do you want?
So it'll be interesting to see if
she's
if
right.
She can't wear her America was never great hat, then the rest of her co-workers should not be wearing Make America Great Again buttons or
Absolutely.
Vote Trump buttons. They better crack the fuck down on that.
Yeah. I feel bad for this person.
Brave though. I mean, Jesus. Jeez. She's got big giant steel ovaries, like I said.
You said she was 40-something?
22.
Oh, 22. I'm just trying to figure out why the fuck her parents would name her after that camp in
Well, maybe there's no way. I didn't know that.
But I knew it. And some people know it, man. I'm just saying that's not your... Maybe
I'm not exactly sheltered.
I'm not saying you're sheltered.
Know
you don't
that.
Have a working knowledge of Friday the 13th. It's a stupid fucking movie.
I've seen it, but I don't... Yeah, I
don't know why I remember
the Crystal Lake part of it.
I don't know. Everybody remembers different things from pop culture. I happen to remember whatever. this Crystal Lake.
Right.
I guarantee you this person is named after that the camp in the Friday the 13th movie.
She's not.
Shame on her parents.
Who would name a kid after the camp where a guy in a hockey mask chopped up teenagers?
Crystal Lake.
Well, I believe you, but
camp
why would
Crystal
they?
Crystal Lake.
But
all of a sudden it's Camp Forest Green and more commonly Camp Blood.
So because the movie named the Crystal Lake, therefore she was obviously named after it.
It's a very specific name. Why else did you name somebody that?
There's a town in Illinois called Crystal Lake. It wasn't named after the... What about Crystal Ball, the pundit on MSNBC?
Her parents should be beaten. Parents should be her shot parents, with maybe, flaming bullets.
Maybe
I'm kidding.
Maybe had a lot of drugs going on in the 70s and 80s, or whenever Crystal was born, 80s probably.
You know, I watched the Friday the 13th movies, and a little bit of it, just not too long ago.
Sure.
They do not hold up. They were shitty. Horrible movies.
Oh, they don't hold up years later?
No, they suck.
Wow, that's a big bummer.
It's a tragedy.
God, you know, I was going to save this for tomorrow, but let's bump this one up to today. This is
blowing the wad on crab diving.
This is right up there. We were talking about earlier, a little bit earlier, about the Oklahoma voting, and a bunch of these other states are just wherever the red loons are in charge.
That's funny. The red loons.
The Christo Mullahs are trying to pander to their Bible waving base and saying, let's protect the babies.
Fuck you.
Fuck
boy.
That Constitution. So, you know, they're squealing and bitching and moaning about the baby chop shops and all that. Carly Fiorina.
But they don't
lying,
exist.
Lying.
But they've proven those videos were bullshit.
Ryan, you know that happens.
The
you
people
know
that
Planned
made
Parenthood
those videos
is making baby smoothies and selling them.
I'm going to need a...
I want a baby ball boost.
Oh, yeah. A fetal tissue boost. By the way, Jamba Juice, shame on you. I know that's bullshit. There's protein boost and all that other shit. Those upsells, total fucking horseshit. I know it.
Make your money. So you'll be able to you'll be able to name this person in one or two syllables. This right wing nut job.
I wanted to highlight David DeLayden because.
Do you recognize that voice?
Play it again. I'm sorry, I talked over it.
Oh, 1 second. Wait, let me. I'll help you out a little bit with.
Is that Rick Wilde?
The United Gay States of America. America's new transvestite army.
Yeah, that's of course.
He's so serious.
None other than Christo Looney, host of True News.
He always has overly dramatic, serious voice on. What's his problem?
He's got some important shit to tell everybody. You
oh,
pinko.
My. Oh, yeah,
you
little
you secularist, homosexual agendist.
Boo.
Oops. So David DeLayden... this asshole is speaking of,
hello, David
is Mr. Planned Parenthood fake videos. He's the guy who's under indictment in fucking Texas. Even
dude,
Texas judges were like, oh, or the grand jury. I mean, in Texas was like, wait a minute. This guy,
I can't believe that
tossing some fraud out there. Initially they were sent to go after the videos. Like they were sent to prove that the Planned Parenthood is baby chop shopping.
Absolutely.
And
right?
the grand jury in fucking Texas looked at it and said, well, not only is there no evidence that that is occurring, that Planned Parenthood is not selling baby parts, but these videos that you gave us,
can I get a little
there's
toe?
Some shenanigans going on and possible fraud.
Right. I want a baby ear.
So then they indicted this David DeLayden guy. So now he's been firmly strapped to the cross of persecution that they wave around.
Is it true that you can get a fetal tissue 12-inch sub Subway?
Right.
Only
if it's next to a Planned Parenthood. It's like a cat hospital next to a Chinese
I
restaurant.
Want a fetal boost.
So Rick Wiles is complaining about The persecution of poor David DeLeiden, the Christian baby warrior.
Hey, fuck you.
And you gotta, this, I was just laughing about this earlier when I was listening. Here he is, Rick Wiles.
I wanted to highlight David DeLeiden because this young man possibly could go to prison. If the baby killers get their way, they're going to lock him up. There are certain issues in this country that the establishment will go to war to defend. Baby killing is one of them. Homosexuality is another one.
That's it. The baby and the baby killing homosexuals is right. Bonus points.
We got to rally the big gay army. God damn it. I want the gayness and the fucking fetal chop shops to continue. Maybe in a town square.
Baby killers.
Town square, mandatory butt fucking.
Baby killers.
Oh, yes.
One of them. Homosexuality is another one. Sexual perversion is another one. They go to war to defend certain issues. But baby killing seems to be the one they're most adamant about.
They've been most successful at it.
And make no mistake about it.
I don't know who is.
That's David, right? He's interviewing?
No.
They've been most successful at it. Is that creep?
It is him. You're right.
I will take a bullet so I can have the sexual deviant.
What I apologize. It is David DeLeiden, huh?
Sexual perversion. Is that the third
sexual
one?
Sexual perversion, homosexuality, and baby killing.
I will die for my right to take a Benoit ball.
Lions and tigers and bears.
Oh, yeah.
And make no mistake about it. It is the human sacrifice to Satan. They are sacrificing babies to Lucifer. These are not just unsaved people, bad people that we're dealing with. They're Luciferian devil worshipers.
Shit.
The abortion.
Say it ain't so, Paul. I heard Rick Wilde say there's some Luciferian devil worshipers about. Hey, boy, get out my flaming bullets.
Worshipers. The abortion mills are blood sacrifice center.
Abortion mills.
What's that like? Have you ever been to one? Have you ever taken a tour?
I haven't, no.
They've got one right down the street. You should take a tour. It's $5. That's right. Can I get in a walkthrough with the abortion mill?
It's a big wheel turns in a sea of aborted babies.
Boo!
They are sacrificing children.
Oh, yes.
To Baal.
Thiet.
We are the same.
Baal, B-A-E-L, the god of...
God of Satan.
Of fetuses fuck. Or something, or the god that eats fetuses.
The god of butt fucking Baal is upon us.
So they say that abortions are actually human sacrifices to the devil.
No, I know. Duh. Welcome to the party, stupid hippie.
And they also mean like the morning after pill is the exact same thing.
Yes, as if.
I mean, you're basically, the cigarettes are still smoldering in the ashtray next to you.
You're killing a baby.
And you're killing a baby if you take the morning after.
This is also stupid. Luciferian devil worshiper. Isn't that are you reading out of Harry Potter or the Bible, you wacko?
Our blood sacrifice centers. They are sacrificing children to Baal.
Hey.
We are the same people that existed in the Old Testament. And what happened to them, Doc?
God had to wipe them out. Had to cleanse the land of them. Had to let the land stay empty for decades to cleanse the filth out of the land.
Right.
Why can't God just snap his big,
yes,
giant fingers and make the land clean?
Why can't these people just go take their meds because they're mentally fucking ill and should be in a rubber room?
How powerful is God if he can't clean up some toxic human waste with the snap of his finger?
I love their serious voice. I know. I don't understand
that. Why has nobody challenged this?
Pat, God is going to have to cleanse the land, and no one can be here for decades because of the baby blood. What is he saying? The baby mills are running the fetal kill centers? Stop with the fear-mongering. Again, these kids, could you imagine you're a child, you live in one of these right-wing nut job homes, you're like, I heard Rick Wilde say there's meals where they kill babies.
They have a big disassembly line.
God, everybody's stupid as fuck.
Had to let the land stay empty for decades to cleanse the filth out of the land.
Right.
That's how strongly God feels about it.
That's right. And people will say, well, Rick, God's merciful and he's long suffering and yeah, this is America, and he's going to give us more time because there's so many Christians here. He has given us time. Abortion was legalized in 72. How many decades is that? He has been merciful. He has been patient. Do you know how many babies God has heard scream since 1972?
There you go.
Wait, I
do
wanna,
you know how many what is babies the number? God has heard scream since 19? Well, what do they say? 65 million or something like that, they claim?
I think they say a shit ton.
A lot of babies. Here's a little
is
bit.
That all they say? Is that where it ends?
Well, that's about it for the Planned Parenthood discussion.
God, those people, those two people talking, if you're taking them seriously, check yourself into a center. I hope to God you're not parents. I hope to fucking God, but we know they are. You have to be. God, fucking idiots.
Oh, well, yeah. Jesus commands that you spray forth from that crotch as much as you can into another crotch.
Are we almost, what time is it? Oh, okay. I just don't know how much more ignorance I can listen
to. Uh-oh, maybe I should.
I'm having a moment. God, these people are so fucking stupid.
Don't forget to follow us on the Facebook, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, yeah, Facebook.com/crabdiving. You can also leave us a message there. Like I said, right. We don't necessarily check as much as often. We were talking about the Trump. There's a story there.
On the Twitter, I just want to shout out to the political cat that just retweeted.
Cheers.
Our show cat. Thingy, Mabobber. Thank you.
There's a story over at Mother Jones in keeping... I guess we'll tie a couple of these stories together. There was a crazy white nationalist caught in the woods in Maryland.
Again?
No, it's the one we just talked about.
Yeah.
And we were talking about Trump. Well, let's blend the two together. According to Mother Jones, there's a story today that says by Josh Harkinson, white nationalist party claims more of its members are now Trump delegates.
Why don't we make this easy? If you're not a crazy fucking racist with ammunition that's on fire and you're a Trump delegate, please stand up.
So we talked on previous crab diving here.
Previously on crab diving.
And don't forget, if you're going to buy anything on the internet, go through our Amazon hole. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Or just go to crab diving, click on the Amazon banner, and whatever you buy, we get a little nibble, a little taste. Our beaks a little bit wet. Doesn't cost you anything. Just helps us out here.
Helps us help us eliminate our fucking day jobs.
The Trump campaign.
Yes.
Don't forget, had selected a... delegate here in California. It was reported two weeks ago.
Yeah, that was a fluke.
That that guy was a database error, of course, accidentally. The leader of the white nationalist American Freedom Party was
That's just an anomaly.
No, right. So that guy tap danced away a little bit. He was like, "Oh well, you know, I'm not official, he does speak for us."
Heil Hitler. yeah.
So on the American Freedom Party page on Facebook, it said in big happy letters, "Here's what they don't know. We have more delegates!" Exclamation point.
Oh my fucking God. See, are the white nationalist freak nuts taking over? Should we be nervous?
Well, you know, in other countries, some of these, was it the UKIP in UKIP, the United Kingdom Independence Party? Is it independence?
I don't know.
They're kind of they're kind of the white nationalists of Britain.
What?
They got a person or two into parliament.
Are you kidding
me? In Germany, you know, Germany's always had problems. And,
gone!
In Germany, they've got I forget the name of the party, but in France, Marine Le Pen.
Oui, oui.
And their whole lunatic right-wing... keep France white people. I mean, they're everywhere.
It's terrifying, dude. We need to, how do we get in touch with the Black Panthers? We need the Black Panthers to protect us from these assholes.
To protect us.
Summon the Black Panthers!
I'm sure they'll be passing some laws. I'm sure Trump will be far less into the Second Amendment if he saw some Black Panthers walking around with guns like Reagan did in California. Wasn't that the story that the Black Panthers... showed up at the state capitol waving guns around? And that's when Reagan was like, maybe we should take a look at this open carry thing.
Oh, yes.
Because, you know, now the Negroes have guns.
What if we do this? What if we make it so only black people can have guns?
For a little while, I think that's interesting.
I mean, because the white people, now, correct me if I'm wrong, Pat, they aren't doing so great with the guns.
Right.
Didn't they fucking...
Well, define great.
Well, okay.
If you mean toddlers are taking other toddlers out, success!
Who was the guy that showed up to the graduation or some public event? He put the gun in his sock. It went off. It hit his heel.
And ricocheted, shot another woman. Sure.
Okay. You're done. Privileges denied. No more guns for you, white people.
More guns for you.
Oh, yes.
Is the story.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. More.
Today we've got a Texas stepdad who shot and killed a three-year-old because he was jumping on the bed.
Was it an accident?
No.
Why would you do that? That's what you're supposed to do when you're a kid.
He claims it accidentally went off, but they're saying that they're not so sure that that's the case. So there you go. That's one of the gunnish headlines today.
Wait, I missed it. Is the kid dead?
Oh yeah.
Oh my god, dude.
Sadly.
When do we start giving a fuck? When do we start giving a fuck about these guns? We don't.
We do. Sadly, not everyone does.
We just bend over and take it from the NRA, and our shitty politicians just sit there and give everybody lip service. Fuck.
Fuck you.
Yeah, really.
Let's go back to... I know we're bouncing around, but goddamn. This is... okay. Out of our favorite state, Ryan, one of our favorite states that we talk about all the time.
What state, Pat?
Here on this show, that's not... An inaccurate depiction at all.
Eat my dick.
There's an intrepid movement forming to protect an amazing God warrior who's standing up to the
God warrior,
to the Satan baby killing machine.
Fuck you!
And gay marriage-ing machine.
Hey, fuck off.
This is... supporters in Alabama.
Oh, god damn it.
Of Justice Roy Moore.
This guy is a true turd. What an asshole.
Who has, again, been suspended from the bench for a judicial inquiry because he basically said, fuck the Supreme Court of the United States. We're not marrying no homos here in Alabama.
Don't these people understand how laws work and how... He's a goddamn Supreme Court judge. Of course he understands.
God's law supersedes all y'all's laws.
Oh, God. Leave it.
So they're going to have a rally this weekend in defense of Roy. I almost wish we were down in Pensacola because I would. I might drive up to the Roy Moore rally and take video and shit. That's going to be fun. We're white. We'll be okay.
You got to be real fucking careful.
Well, I'll douse myself with something to make myself smell less liberal.
Well, before you go there, I'm going to look you over and see what you're wearing.
Yeah, you know, I'll be fine. Uh-huh. I'll put on, can I borrow your Crocs?
This is, by the way.
And some white socks.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, this guy's a fucking Yankee. You grew up in Chicago. You lived in Wisconsin. Briefly in Texas. I know you're in a country western band.
But won't I be okay even as a Yankee? I mean, they're going after...
Do you listen to these fucking stories that we do?
But this is all about the Jesus-y stuff. I don't know if it's necessarily...
But you got to give... I know these rednecks.
That's true.
They look fat and lazy.
If I put on a Make America Great Again hat and I don't talk...
You can't look like you're making fun of them. They'll beat the fuck out of you. And there's nothing I can... If these rednecks are able to get up out of their fucking chairs, to get their big weight...
It's inertia. Once that weight's going in one direction...
They start running, right. They're going to catch you. They're going to beat the shit out of you. At a principle...
So speaking to reporters at a press conference,
fuck you, boy.
Our Roy Moore's friend and former spokesman, Dean Young is this guy's name.
Hey.
And also another guy that works at this foundation, you know,
foundation.
Yeah.
He's got real civilized.
He's got a wink, wink. Nonprofit foundation, wink, wink, wink. And the guy that is in charge of it, or he works at it, is a guy named John Idesmo.
Eidsmo.
E-I-D-S-M-O-E. John Eidsmo.
Okay.
He's a Christian Reconstructionist scholar.
That's such shit.
Who works at the foundation that Moore founded?
A Christian Reconstructionist scholar? What the fuck is that? So that's not real.
Here is Dean Young, friend of Roy, at a press conference, holding up a placard that says standwithjudgemoore.com.
Oh my God.
It's a lot of letters to type for dummies.
Hey, did they spell it wrong?
Standwithjudgemoore.com. No, it looks spelled correctly.
Because that ain't their thing.
And here's a little bit of what went on.
Fuck you, boy.
In Mobile, Alabama, with this friend of Roy getting ready to organize this rally Saturday to support Judge Roy Moore, bravely flung himself in front of all the homosexuals trying to get married.
They're in Mobile, you said?
Yeah.
I love Mobile.
And here is the spokesman for Roy Moore.
Judge Moore is an honorable man. Judge Moore does what's right. And the people of Alabama know that. They know Judge Moore. That's why they reelected him. That's why they did it. Because they know he'll do what's right. And they know he's a good man. He means well. He's going to do what's right. So it's a travesty that we've got a transvestite. Again, these are the kind of people who want to come in to the bathroom with your children.
So it's a travesty that we got a transvestite. Again, these are the people that want to come into your bathroom with your children.
So right there, he pulls the curtain back on the Republican bullshit line that it's not about transgendered people. We're not trying to keep them out of the bathroom. We're trying to keep kid diddlers out of the bathroom who are just going to say, I feel like a woman right now. I want to go watch little Sally's hoo-ha diddle.
He said transvestite.
Right. So there's so much wrong in this. He said transvestite.
What an idiot. What a fucking idiot. What is he, a creationist scholar?
No, this is the other guy.
The other guy? You're a piece of shit. I'm talking to that dude.
So he's referring to the transgendered activist there in Alabama.
Yes.
I'm trying to find her name
okay.
here. But he's referring to her. That's who he's talking about.
What a dick this guy.
Oh, Ambrosia Starling.
Okay. That's an awesome name.
Who's a drag queen.
Right.
Oh, it's a drag queen.
Ambrosia Starling.
And is a member of the coalition that filed the complaint against Moore.
Okay.
And has now, according to rightwingwatch.org, become an accidental celebrity since Moore used her. Remember we played his little butthurt, the transvestites are coming after me. They're behind this.
I wish they were coming after you, dickhead. You're a goddamn supreme. You know, the maddening thing about this guy, he should know better.
Which one?
Roy Moore. He should fucking know better. He should understand that he is in the wrong, even if his stupid little feeble brain beliefs are in opposition. He should know that his job is to uphold the law.
God's law supersedes your devil's law, man.
Does this nutball see himself as a fucking martyr? Is that what's going on here?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck you, Roy, you pussy.
Oh, yeah. And apparently the dummies who go out and vote in Alabama agree, because he was dragged from the bench once before, and they put him back.
Hey, if he wanted to not be a pussy, you should stand up for the people of Alabama and for the LGBT community there, you fucking asshole. That would be brave in the middle of Alabama.
Oh, right, right.
But what you're doing is a bunch of, you're a coward.
You're George Wallace.
You're a
gay
ballless,
people.
Yeah.
You're George Wallace to gay people. You're flinging yourself in front of the people who just want to be treated equally.
Your balls have left you.
You okay?
Yeah. I'm just getting mad.
Here's a little bit more. So he's Dean Young. This guy Dean Young points out the transvestite, and then he blows that ridiculous argument out of the water that we're not going after transgendered. We're just going after diddlers. He says they're going to, it's a transvestite, and they're the ones trying to go to the bathroom with your kids.
Nobody cares about your kids. Nobody cares about your fucking children.
He blows the lie right there. Blows it right there. The transgender, the transvestites are coming for your kids. It's not about child abusers pretending
absolutely
to be. They don't want them to exist, for one.
Yes.
But they certainly don't want them treated as people.
Wow, you took the words right out of my mouth. I was about to say, at Vile Experience, it's as if this asshole doesn't see the LGBT trans community as people.
Again, these are the kind of people who want to come in to the bathroom with your children, boy or little girl, and they're able to get the JIC, the Judicial Inquiry Commission, to rule with them against 81% of the people of Alabama. And this is, I'm telling you, the Christians out there, the non-Christians, the red-blooded Americans.
The Christians, the non-Christians, the red-blooded Americans.
What does it matter what color the fucking blood is? What does that mean?
Because every homosexual has pink lavender blood.
My blood is fuchsia, you fucking asshole.
Rainbow blood.
I'm telling you, the Christians out there, the non-Christians, the red-blooded Americans, it's time to stand up. And if we don't stand up, man.
And I apologize to people who speak like this. I know that people like this give a marginalized or paint a marginalized view of people with that accent. I've spoken to many people with a southern accent that aren't like this asshole. There's that redneck, right? That new comedian
the liberal
that's out there.
Redneck, whatever his fucking name is. Yeah, this guy ain't doing anybody favors if you got a southern accent.
Right.
Sorry, he ain't.
Transvestite.
As Americans, it's time to stand up. If we don't stand up now, and if we can't stand up over this, and everybody may as well just go home. Because it can't get much worse than this.
It can't get much worse than this.
They just want to pee. People just want to
pee. Well, this is about gay marriage.
Oh, okay.
That's why Roy Moore was dragged off. He's adding on the transphobic cherry on top of the homophobic non-marriage cupcake that he's
why don't we just blend it all together? Do you know that these gay wedding cakes that they're being forced to make, that they're made with fetal tissues? After you have a piece, you got to go take a shit in a bathroom, and then a man in a blonde wig is going to watch a crap.
Right. And then you have to pray to Allah.
And meanwhile, on the other side, these rednecks, they're shooting everybody with these flaming fucking bullets.
Run around the woods.
Yeah.
Saying we should having lynching parties of Obama in effigy.
These conservative assholes paint the liberals as scary. They really do. They're acting like there's a war upon conservatives. Meanwhile, these white supremacists are in the woods doing God knows what with these fucking guns.
Right.
And it's creepy as fuck.
And I've said before, I like to go to AL.com, the Alabama News Service, and read the comments. And it's at once terrifying because you get a lot of this. You get a lot of people with this opinion. But you also get the poor, beleaguered, normal, sane people, the liberals and progressives and the non-batshit fuckwads. I live in Mobile. Help me. Help me. And they're like, they always use the same thing. They're like, great job, everybody voting for this asshole. Let's make sure we stay in the bottom two of education. Let's make sure we stay in the bottom two of poverty. Let's stay in the bottom two of child welfare.
What did you say? Non-batshit fuckwads?
Something like that.
Non-batshit fuckwads unite! I love it.
So, yeah, I mean, don't they? This is how stupid these people are. Mississippi, Alabama, Texas. You take a look, people. Open your fucking white eyes for once. Your meth bloated eyes.
No. I mean,
good God.
It's so depressing. I mean, it really is. You know what it is? And I forget this all the time. This is the death throes of Conservativeville, USA, right? Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know about death.
Yeah.
It's definitely waning, but man, they're...
But what's going to happen?
Scuttling the ship on the way out.
I'm so sorry, but let's be positive just for a second. What's going to happen?
Wait a second.
What's wrong with you?
I'll try, okay.
Okay. By the way, let's be positive. A fucking plane flew out of the sky, but yet MSNBC wants to do a piece on how the Airbus is a great plane. Fuck you.
Well, follow the money. I wonder if the creator of the Airbus is somehow a cousin in the corporate bullshit corporosphere.
Yeah, totally, man.
Of MSNBC, Comcast, whoever owns that.
God.
By the way, we're not going to have Time Warner anymore here. Did you see that? The merger went through, and it's going to be called Spectrum, I think
it's
something
called,
like that.
Fuck me in the ass. I don't have a choice but to order this cable. That's what it's going to be called. Where we're at, just call it that.
It can't get much worse than this. At the end of the day, our civilization was founded on the Judeo-Christian values. And when you start saying that a man can get married, you're destroying the very foundation of this nation. That's what this country was founded on. Whether people want to agree or not, or like it or not, they can go back and look, and they'll see that that's what this nation was founded on.
Again, I would ask this idiot.
Yeah, dick.
Let's be specific.
Fuck you.
Exactly which Judeo-Christian, quote, values are encoded into the Constitution and into our laws?
I'll tell you, my favorite Judeo-Christian value is the one, if I'm a wrestling coach, I can rape all my students, and then I can be the Speaker of the House.
I tell you, they shouldn't have got rid of that slavery one.
Right.
And when you start redefining things, and that's what the New York Times is talking about, redefining things like marriage, then you can start redefining things like how long is a foot? Well, let's just say that's 6 inches, 6.8 inches.
This guy is a dickhead, and he's atrocious.
He's many fallacies, logical fallacies.
Of shit.
Well, you give him that, you might as well, you let two homosexuals fuck each other. Next thing you know, you're going to be able to fuck your dog. You're going to be able to buy a ham sandwich and stick your dick into it right down in the middle of the street. It'd be fine.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it's absurdity. If a man takes another man's penis in his mouth, then 12 inches ain't going to equal a foot no more.
Right.
Oh, see, is he trying to tell me that if there's gay sex
you
is
redefine marriage,
the fabric of his fucking little tiny ass universe?
You're redefining marriage.
I didn't know that was a consequence. Right. Jesus Christ. Somebody get Bill Nye in here. Bill.
Bill Nye.
Yeah, or what's that other guy? Tyson.
You were going to say Tyson Beckford?
Tyson!
He's an actor and male model.
That's that guy. Cosmo.
Tyson. He's got three names.
Tyson.
I'll think of it in a second. Anyway.
Who cares? That guy.
Here's
we
a little
need
bit more
you.
Of this guy.
How many ounces are in a glass of water? Let's just say two. That the entire foundations are destroyed when you start redefining words, and especially between what marriage is, and that's between a man and a woman. And that's the point. This is ground zero.
Oh, my God, you fuckhead.
In all these countries where same-sex marriage has been legal, what's been redefined? I would ask this person.
I don't know. I can't think right now. Somebody's trying to shove a big dick in my mouth.
He'd be hard. The Netherlands, where they've had it for 20 years or something. What's been redefined? Over in Canada, our friends to the north.
Hello.
Our in many ways, more enlightened friends to the north.
Fuck you.
Why? They've had it for a while now, and...
Well, but wait, you haven't been to Canada. Do you know what the fabric of their universe is like? It's like shit.
In the cultural war in this country, not only this country, but the world, there's only one guy at this position, the highest elected judge in the nation. They don't get any higher than a chief justice. And the people of Alabama have chosen Judge Moore as their chief justice.
Oh, my God.
The people of the dumbest state in the nation, of the most back-ass word scientifically, educationally, economically in the nation. We elected Judge Moore. You're the top of the shit pile, Judge Moore. Congratulations.
More like the power bottom, Pat.
I'm the top of the pile of hoods.
Cap.
And he's the only one in this entire country that's standing. And I'll tell you this, all you pastors, all you people out there, remember this, if they take Judge Moore down, they're going to come after your pastors.
Here, yeah. If they take Judge Moore down,
hell yeah,
they're coming to the double wide out in the woods, and they're going to grab and they're going to confiscate his snakes, and they're going to take your pastures.
Listen, you little fucking asshole. That's not what's happening, but do you want it to be? Do you want it to be that? Then let's do it. Let's go get the big gay army. Let's go get everybody. Throw them in a fucking fuck you.
These will be the clips that get played on the right-wing media.
When we become
more popular.
Can we address something else that's making me fucking nuts?
He's speaking in hyperbole.
I find it offensive that this guy says, what did he say? This is ground zero for what? For gay marriage? For marriage?
It's the cultural war.
What is that a reference to? What is ground zero from?
Bombing shit.
9/11, right?
I guess.
I think that is so fucking offensive.
Well, ground zero, the term ground zero was around before 9/11.
I know. It's in the vernacular, though, because of 9/11. And in some part of his mind, he is equating this.
Oh, I see.
This bullshit. He's equating it with 9/11.
This is their 9/11.
This is a repugnant motherfucker.
A couple of rainbow-colored planes flew into their big white straight towers.
On some level, yeah. And on fucking some level. What? We should take these people up on this offer. Do you really want a war on your fucking beliefs?
Of course it's not going to happen. Because
let's do it.
Well, then that's what they don't understand is the whole separation of church and state thing protects their stupid ninitude as much as it protects everybody else from them. But that's what they don't like. That's what they don't like.
If there was a true war upon their fucking faith, you know what would happen? These churches would have to start paying fucking taxes.
Go to the Mideast. They always crow about that Obama doesn't care about the Christians being persecuted and having their heads chopped off in the Mideast. That's real persecution. That's real persecution. When you're dragged out and says convert to Allah or Chapa, that's real persecution. Somebody says somebody who moved in down the street, a woman, can sign a piece of paper and get all the same benefits that a man and a woman legally.
They're humans.
No one's kicking in the doors of your churches and saying, here's a couple of homos. Everybody watch them fuck and get married.
Yeah.
No one's saying that.
Right. But you know what? You know what people love? I could run on this tomorrow and be elected king of the fucking world. You know what people love? Putt-putt. They love putt-putt golf, right? Who doesn't love? Do you like mini golf? Do you enjoy it?
Sure.
I'm going to turn every church into a fucking putt-putt course. That's what I want to bring to you. Bam, elected tomorrow.
Where? Not in the United States
everywhere.
Of America.
That's my goal. I want to turn where you worship
He's
God.
He's kidding, ladies and gentlemen.
We can make the greatest putt-putt
course. Maybe he's not kidding. I don't know.
Fucking churches.
I wouldn't do that.
You love putt-putt. What do you love more? Putt-putt or Jesus? Take one.
Well, people can have their Jesus and we can have our putt-putt.
He doesn't exist.
But don't make me put up a Jesus statue in my putt-putt golf course. That's the thing.
God. I know. I wouldn't act this way if these people weren't such fucking assholes. It's their fault. You're going to turn your fucking church into
it. It's a little Trumpian.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to turn your church into the most fabulous gay bar ever. How do you like that?
Well, that might happen in not a gay bar, but an LGBT teen outreach center in New York. Pastor Manning's Atla Church
that guy
gets sold.
You're all mentally ill.
So there you go. That's a little bit of I hope there'll be tape and a video and some of the speakers at the big Roy Moore. I wonder what the turnout's going to be at the Protect Roy Moore rally weekend.
Shove your sky god up your fucking ass. No offense, but Jesus Christ. You don't think it's getting out of control on any level?
I'm not going to apologize.
But you know what I mean? Don't you think they're nuts? It's getting nuts.
Well, sure. Of course it's nuts. But they're losing. Like, this isn't... have your rally, boo. Have your rally. Have your rally, your little hate rally. It's not going to change the mind of the judicial board. It's not going to change the Supreme Court. Ruth Bader Ginsburg's not going to say, oh, wow, you know what? Roy Moore's right.
Yeah.
How foolish of us to allow people equal rights. It's just not going to happen.
That's true. But
this is screaming and posturing. What it will work, where it's frustrating, is it'll work on the herd of white ninnies that are going to show up for the ninnies. For the free corn dogs at the Save Roy Moore rally.
Corn dogs.
Right? I mean, that's who it's going to work for.
We got goddamn corn. I love corn
Instead
dogs.
Of saying, hey, everybody, yes, okay, we would prefer the marriages between a man and a woman, but guess what? We lost that one. Yeah. Now let's work on some jobs. How about educating our knuckle-dragging children in this fucking state so that they're more educated than kumquats? How's about putting money into education? How's about stuff like that?
Why does this honeydew melon have more tolerance?
Let's get wages, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, how about that?
This is what's important. No! The Negro's coming for our guns!
They want to increase the minimum wage?
Roy Moore!
Right.
There's people who are terrified and screaming about the homosexuals who live in the middle of nowhere and have never seen one. Never experienced one except that uncle.
Yeah. The poor uncle that has to act, you know, that can't be out because he lives in Redneckville, fucking USA.
Or he's mething up some 8-year-olds and slipping a finger in or two in the back of the trailer.
We call that Wednesday.
And then showing up at the Roy Moore rally on Saturday.
You know what's fucked up is when I was in junior high, in my bus ride into school, right before the bus turned into school, there's a house. I don't know. And everybody's like, you know, and I guess two gay men lived there.
Oh.
And that was the gay house.
That's
and
where you go get blowjobs.
Them gay. There's the gay people. Every time the bus would go by, all these stupid fucking kids, there's gay people. That's the gay house. So dumb.
They probably hate kids.
Fucking rednecks. Yeah. Of course. Oh, my God. A bus that comes past my house twice a day is a bunch of little ignorant homophobic children yelling gay house twice a day. I love it.
Gay house.
It's
We're
gay
so
house.
Proud. We are so fucking proud in God this country, aren't we?
Yeah.
So that's what's going on. Tomorrow we'll have a few more of the more religiously attuned stories, ladies and gentlemen, on Faithless Friday. We whip out our atheism a little bit more. slightly more.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard to not. All again. Right.
Tomorrow, Sky God, we're coming for you, motherfucker.
We're not. I'm not.
We're coming for everybody's Jesus.
We play good host, bad host here.
No. Listen.
For entertainment purposes.
What am I going to do? Trap nothing?
Huh?
Catch nothing?
What do you mean?
I'm not coming after anybody's anything.
Right.
Well, I mean, because there's nothing to come after.
Well,
we could be, I, you know what? I'm going to come after Aquaman tomorrow.
Right. Which is, you know, going to be a movie.
Yeah. And he's Samoan. Isn't he?
I think, Jason Momoa. Or I don't know where Jason Momoa was.
Can you imagine? Aquaman looks Samoan. Oh, shit.
Here's you're going to yell about this one. Again, this is based on Faithless Friday.
I'm better. I'll calm down.
This took place in Brandon Washington. Washington, D.C.
Oh, man.
Area.
Yes.
There's a grocery store chain called Giant. This hasn't been where I grew up in the Midwest.
Big.
So there's a grocery store chain, Giant Groceries, I guess. Giant.
Never heard of them.
There was a security guard at a Giant store.
Hello.
Ms. a patron of the store.
Yes.
One Ms. Ebony Belcher.
Okay. Belcher. God, that's the worst. How do people have that last name, dude? Belcher. Ugh.
Went in with a friend to pick up a delivery from the Western Union there.
What?
In Northeast D.C.
Okay.
And she asked, Ms. Belcher asked to where the restroom was. She asked a store employee. She went to the restroom. She passed a female security guard who was standing in the hallway on the way.
Okay.
When Ms. Belcher went into the bathroom.
Yes.
The officer came into the, well, officer, I use quotes. This is a security guard at a Giant.
Oh my God.
Hello. Opened a reputable profession, but yeah, nonetheless, dude. Officers Shit. Stretching it.
Could you imagine? Would you want to be a security guard?
Horrible. I hope they pay them well.
Checking the bathrooms at a job.
But nonetheless.
God knows what you're going to fucking find in there. Oh, my God.
Ms. Belcher said, quote, she opened the door, came in, and started calling me derogatory names. The officer put a hand on her shoulder and arm, grabbed her and pushed her and pulled her out of the store, saying,
yes,
you guys cannot keep coming in here and using our woman's restroom. They didn't pass that law yet. Ebony Belcher is transgender.
Okay.
Are
we human?
What?
Are we human
well,
on this
we are.
Planet anymore?
But
are
a lot
human?
Of us are trying to teach others to not be.
That's fucked up.
She got outside and called a friend of hers who was a transgender activist in the area.
Yes.
Also, I mean, she's an activist in the area, and that the activist said, call the fucking police.
Absolutely.
She called the police, reported the incident, and the police arrested the guard.
Holy shit. That's awesome.
The guard has not been identified yet. They say that she's called a special police officer.
Special.
At the Giant store in Northeast D.C., Giant issued a statement which read, as this matter involves a third party that provides security services for Giant.
Oh, okay, I see.
And there's an ongoing criminal investigation. All inquiries related should be directed to the local police for comment at this time. Blah, 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 blah,
Do they
blah.
Then say, however, we don't endorse this type of bullshit, blah, blah, blah? They didn't say that? They're worried about getting sued.
The
That's it.
Security guard has been charged with simple assault.
Simple.
Which is good.
Yeah. That's fucked up, dude.
But I don't see why is there a civil rights violation here, maybe?
Yes.
Or something?
God, man, you're talking about letting someone pee. You just let somebody go to the bathroom.
And honestly, not that this matters, but there's a picture of Ebony Belcher, and I mean, if I just saw her, I heard the interview of her.
Oh, my God.
And if I just saw her, one might not say, oh, my God, that's a transgender person. You know what I mean? It's not like.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not like a big lumberjacky looking dude. Not that this matters.
Yeah, yeah.
When she speaks, her voice is maybe a little more telling that she's transitioning. But
I saw the picture. I thought she was someone else.
Who's the chick? Yeah.
I didn't even dawn on me that was a trans person.
And regardless, who can, you know, I
what
mean,
the fuck
yeah.
does it matter?
We're
talking about
in the transition, right?
We're talking, she could have a big fucking,
we didn't pass that law yet. She says,
if she was in a dress and looked like John Goodman, who gives a fuck?
Right.
Who gives a fuck?
Some of the nuns I had in school.
Really?
Yeah, maybe there should have been a crotch check back then.
Oh, I see.
Crawl under those habits and see what's swinging down there, because...
No, I'm not doing that.
So there, yeah, that's the atmosphere these people are creating. This is what they want. They want people... How many stories is that now? We've had one almost every day where somebody has been violated because... this is actually the first time... It's been an actual transgender person, but even before it was like masculine looking women have been peeked under the doors, under the stalls, or have been said, you shouldn't go in there.
It's the ultimate indignity, right?
How embarrassing.
It really is.
This woman was thrown out of the store. She was trying to go to the bathroom and was escorted out of the store by a security guard saying, you people shouldn't be in here.
God.
In America in 2016.
That we got to be
and
better
the
than
fact
that.
That we hate this makes us
what?
Want we're Satanists and baby killers
oh, yes.
and child fuckers.
Oh, right. All of that.
Because God. We think that poor Ms. Belcher should be able to just go in and take a piss in whatever fucking bathroom she wants to at the goddamn giant fucking store.
She's a goddamn human being.
So there Jesus. You go. I'm sure we'll have more tomorrow. Tomorrow will be Faithless Friday, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget to tune in.
And the top five songs in America.
Maybe if we get to them. We haven't been the last couple of weeks. But we'll try to squeeze that one in. Don't forget, listen to us live, ladies and gentlemen, every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Time Coast. Don't forget to get us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com.
Yay.
If you're going to buy shit on the internet, buy it through our hole at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little commission for. It doesn't cost you anything extra. It just helps us out here with our liberal screaming media.
Yay.
Ryan's going to be doing some comedy soon. Find out where, find out when. Follow his Twitter free feed. You're freed. At Rated R Comedy, go to his website, ratedrcomedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Back tomorrow, everybody. Just let people go to the fucking bathroom.
Yeah, fuck off.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram. At Crab Diving.